Hit it.
Welcome to the Test Talks Podcast, the place to go to geek out on software testing. And now your host, whose mission is to help you succeed with test automation, Joe Colantonio.
Hey, welcome to another episode of Test Talks, a podcast dedicated to all things test automation related. I'm your host, Joe, from joecolantonio.com. In this episode, we're going to talk all about how to use test management to drive collaboration. But first, a quick word from our awesome sponsor, Sauce Labs. Today's episode is sponsored by Sauce Labs. Sauce Labs makes test automation awesome. Sauce's cloud-based Selenium Grid helps developers test web and mobile apps across more than 400 browser and OS platforms. Sauce also supports Appium and popular JavaScript unit testing frameworks and integrates with all the top programming languages, test frameworks, and CI systems. With built-in video recording, debugging tools, and secure tunneling for firewall testing, Sauce helps you ship better software faster. Sign up at saucelabs.com with promo code TESTTALKS14 and get 20 hours of automated testing for free. The reason for this episode is one of the biggest challenges I've seen in large teams spread across the globe is the lack of collaboration. So today you're going to discover how to break down some of the barriers that separate your project management group, development groups, business, and especially your QA group to ensure that your teams are working as a unit, with some tips and tricks provided to us from Sanjay Salavadia, VP of Client Services at Zephyr. Hey Sanjay, welcome to Test Talks.
Thank you, Joe. Glad to be here.
Awesome. So before we get started, could you just tell us a little bit more about yourself?
I actually head up the client services team here at Zephyr. My team is focused on helping our customers make the most optimal use of our products. Overall, in my career, I've focused on customer interfacing roles, right? So I started with customer support and related services. I've done product management at several larger telecom companies. And then most recently, before Zephyr, I was managing a IT operations practice at a boutique telecoms consulting organization.
So I'm really excited to have you on the show today. The reason why I've been getting asked a lot of questions around test management. So what is Zephyr?
So as a company, we are purely focused on test management solutions. And our key kind of driving factor here is that in today's software delivery world, the focus around test management absolutely needs to be on driving collaboration. Now, as a part of that, we have several products in the test management space. These allow, you know, smaller teams, as well as, you know, very large organizations to manage their testing process in such a way that regardless of the methodologies they're utilizing, the various different tools that they may be utilizing as a part of their testing process, the Zephyr solutions allow these to be integrated very tightly and really allow the entire project team to get real-time visibility into the progress that's being made.
So Sanjay, I know you guys work with a lot of different companies. So are there any agile test management must-dos that you've seen that all companies follow?
So great question. Here's why I say that, because so one of the things that, you know, we've observed, and we've kind of known, but we continue to observe this even after all this time of, you know, agile processes being implemented, right? So number one is the fact that different teams, even within an organization, but even across, you know, multiple companies, implement agile in different ways, yep. Right? And some of it is dependent on the technologies that they are testing or the software products, et cetera, that they're testing. Some of it just depends on, you know, how far along they can make it into that agile transformation, right? And so with that reality is the fact that there isn't a standard practice from what we've seen that applies to all QA teams when it comes to testing in an agile world.
I definitely agree with that. No two companies are the same. So As you develop a piece of software like a test management system, how do you take that into account? How do you design your system so that it can be leveraged by all these different types of companies in different ways?
Some of the key things that we've done into the design of Zephyr Enterprise specifically is to keep your ability to organize your testing work inside of Zephyr very, very flexible. So that, you know, in a single Zephyr Enterprise instance, you know, if you look at, you know, a larger enterprise organization, you could have different project teams that are at different stages in terms of their agile transformation. You could have some project teams that say, you know what, based off of the products that we have, agile actually isn't even a good fit, right? That's that's very much a possibility as well, and a very valid one. So one of the key things about the Zephyr Enterprise solution is that we've kept, as I said, you know, the organization capabilities of your test cases, your test execution activity, et cetera, very flexible, wherein, you know, if different project teams needed to kind of organize their data in different ways, the Zephyr Enterprise solution allows them to do so. Furthermore, if there is any given project team that, you know, over a period of a year is at different stages of how they are transforming to an agile methodology, then as they go through those different phases, their particular project in Zephyr can be, they can basically organize their testing and their test data over time, even within that single project, right? So that's one key thing. The other key aspect of Zephyr Enterprise, and again, this is something that, you know, I talk to a lot of our customers about as well, is that one of the key things around, you know, the agile methodologies is that really the main goal there is to really strive for a very, very high level of collaboration amongst the entire project team, right? And at the end of the day, what you're really doing is breaking down all of the walls and barriers between, you know, the project management group, the development group, business, especially QA, et cetera, and ensuring that these teams are working as a unit, right? Each one of them has their own specific tasks, granted, but they're doing all of that work hour by hour, day by day as a unit, right? And so the other key aspect of what Zephyr Enterprise does is that it allows not only the QA team the flexibility to manage their testing as they're doing it, you know, in the ways that they need it, and gives them that functionality or the depth of functionality that they need in terms of organizing their tests, you know, creating the test schedules, assigning these tests, having things executed, getting in their automation results, all of that. But it gives them real-time visibility into requirements, user stories, et cetera. And again, the thing in an agile world is that, you know, these requirements aren't fixed at the time that testing does their work, right? The whole idea is that you want these requirements, these user stories, to have some level of flexibility where, you know, they can be tweaked even as the development process and testing process move forward. So as those changes or as those minor modifications are being made, the testing team through Zephyr Enterprise gets that real-time visibility. They can essentially quickly make those modifications within Zephyr Enterprise. And as they are making those changes, not only, you know, have those changes be something that, you know, the QA team, the QA managers can be aware of, but project managers, business team members, developers, et cetera, get real-time visibility in what those changes are on the Zephyr side as well. Right. And that, again, is further fostering that collaborative environment.
Great. So one of my key takeaways is that it sounds like it's really flexible to the, in a sense that you're not forcing a process on a team to fit the tool, which is good.
Exactly.
Right. Excellent.
Exactly.
So, you know, we've talked about collaboration. How do people report, or in your experience, are there any key metrics you see that teams use that really give insight into how a testing effort is going?
So I would say the ones that are most commonly known, right, or most commonly utilized is, of course, your execution progress metrics. That could be either at a, you know, release level or perhaps at a cycle or sprint level, could be at an iteration level, et cetera. There are many teams that are looking for, you know, execution progress metrics on a per user basis. There are teams that are trying to get an understanding of, okay, how many test cases have been created. So these are all, you know, metrics that are available in Zephyr Enterprise out of the box. And one of the key differentiators of our product is that not only are these metrics available, but one, they are real-time metrics, and they are not only available to the QA team that's logged into the Zephyr Enterprise solution, but through our free dashboards, the entire project team now has visibility into these real-time metrics. And let me just kind of explain that a little bit more. The real-time metrics that, you know, we provide through Zephyr Enterprise, these are metrics that when we say real-time, what we're actually saying is that as your teams, regardless of where they are, right, as they are executing tests, these metrics, if you have open on your desktop, get updated automatically. The system has been designed to optimally, keep track of which users are viewing what areas of the product. And if there are certain users that are viewing certain metrics that are affected by, you know, the actual executions that certain users are running, the Zephyr server selectively updates, you know, those metrics accordingly as those changes are occurring in the system. Now, as I mentioned, you know, these metrics are not only available to users that have logged into the system, but Zephyr Enterprise provides what we call project-level dashboards that are free. There's no licenses associated with them. So you could hand out the URL to a particular project dashboard to all of the different members within your project team, including your business team members, project managers, et cetera. They can be, you know, keeping those metrics open on their desktop and get real-time visibility in what's going on. We've had some of our customers come back and tell us that they actually project these onto, you know, big 60-inch monitors in the areas where developers and QA sit so that people can just easily look up to see how far things are along. And if they start seeing any red or orange or whatever color they've chosen to designate, you know, a negative scenario, you know, people, because these are real-time metrics, people can instantly start responding to whatever those issues are. Now, one last point I did want to make around this metrics piece is that one of the other things that we had noticed in the initial days as, you know, we were designing the Zephyr Enterprise solution is that, you know, pretty much all teams recognize the importance of traceability metrics. But because the solutions that they were using did not make it very easy for them to be able to run traceability reports, basically, it was an area that they simply weren't tracking. And again, especially in today's agile environment, where you have, you know, your software delivery rates are at much faster pace, it becomes even more important to immediately know what the impact of a particular test failure is to the user stories and requirements that your business teams have mandated for a particular sprint or release cycle. Right. And so that's another area that Zephyr Enterprise simplifies. So regardless of whether you are creating or writing up or tracking your requirements in Zephyr Enterprise itself, or many of our customers who have essentially standardized on the Atlassian solution are very, very often using Jira and Jira Agile for their requirements and user story management as well. And so with Zephyr Enterprise's integrations with Jira, we allow teams to not only get that, you know, the QA teams not only get to get that real-time visibility into the requirements and user stories that are being managed on the Jira side, but through Zephyr Enterprise, as they view these requirements, write up their tests, map them to the requirements, execute the tests, potentially log defects if they need to, while all of this is happening, the Zephyr system allows the users to very easily run traceability reports and, of course, view that themselves, but through the free project dashboards, allow them to share that immediately with the project team and also with the integration with Jira as these defects are getting logged, as the test cases are being mapped to these requirements, that information gets automatically updated in the actual requirement or user story on the Jira side as well. So the key point here being that, you know, from a metric standpoint, you know, kind of the standard execution progress metrics, test creation metrics, et cetera, are important. We identified, you know, the requirements traceability to be equally important. And the Zephyr Enterprise solution not only makes it very simple for teams to be able to run that report, but for, you know, when you have integrations with Jira and Jira Agile, the business team folks that are typically living inside of Jira will get that same level of visibility into these failures or the test case mappings as well.
How does automation, like say I have a bunch of Selenium tests, how do they tie into the Zephyr product?
Great, right. So great question. So one of the key driving factors, as I said earlier on, was that, you know, your test management solution really should be driving or must drive collaboration. And as a part of that, you know, from an automation standpoint, one of the things that we had been seeing as we were managing various different QA projects, et cetera, in the past, is that, you know, teams that were implementing automation, typically what was happening is that these automation frameworks were running very independently from the rest of the testing process, right? So if at any given time, people within the team wanted to get an understanding of where they specifically are as far as testing progress goes, they would have to go out and look at, you know, multiple places to get a sense of where they stood as far as the overall release goes. With that in mind, one of the key factors for us in designing our solutions was to, number one, make it fairly simple for teams to be able to integrate their automation frameworks into our Zephyr solutions, but also at the same time to be very flexible around that integration, right? Because again, one of the big changes that have happened over the last 5 or so years is that the number of automation frameworks that are available in the market between, you know, commercial and open source has grown, you know, significantly. And especially when it comes to enterprise organizations, many of these organizations oftentimes find themselves in a situation where maybe an open source or an off-the-shelf framework doesn't quite meet the needs of the technology that they're testing. And so they have to go off and design their own automation framework, right? So given the fact that there are so many different frameworks to choose from, or the fact that enterprise organizations are having to sometimes, you know, develop their own, it also became, you know, a flexible integration also became very important. What we've done is in the Zephyr Enterprise solution specifically, we of course have a comprehensive set of SOAP as well as now REST APIs, which allow teams to run their automation independently of Zephyr. At the end of that run, they can make the appropriate calls to the Zephyr system and push those results back to Zephyr. Now, another possibility or another functionality that we've designed into the system is to allow a user from within the Zephyr environment to actually trigger the automation scripts, whether it be in Selenium or any other framework, and then have the results be brought back in. And that incorporates a technology that we've developed that we've named as ZBots or ZephyrBots. These are Java-based agents that you would run on your automation framework, and they're basically sitting there waiting for instructions. So with the use of these, users inside of the Zephyr environment can identify which scripts they want to have triggered, pass that information onto the ZBot. The ZBot is then able to launch those scripts on the framework. And once the scripts are completed, the ZBots are able to then pick up the results of those scripts and push that information back to Zephyr. So again, we provide a couple of different ways by which teams can ultimately bring back or rather centralize all of their testing results in a single location.
Is there one thing you see over and over again in your experience that most people getting started with test management are doing wrong?
Yeah, so so many things come to mind.
Sure.
So let me narrow it down, you know, to I think one key area. Yep. So I would say the biggest item that really kind of comes to mind is that when they decide that they do need to, you know, come up with a solution better than Excel. And you know, for smaller teams, Excel can actually be great. But as soon as, you know, you get beyond, you know, a team of four or five people. And especially when you get to a situation where, you know, these people are located in different areas, you know, Excel just doesn't cut it anymore. So, but, you know, what as teams kind of, you know, get to the point where they say, okay, we actually do need to get our tests organized. We need our executions organized. We need to kind of centralize this data, et cetera. I think the biggest issue that teams don't really factor in is that, you know, they start looking for test management solutions with a checklist of, well, you know, is it able to, can I, you know, easily write new test cases and can I execute tests and does it give me flexibility of around assignment? Does it have an integration with, you know, this solution or that solution? And those are all valid. But I would say that, you know, all of these different things are essentially table stakes when it comes to test management solutions today, right? I mean, pretty much any test management solution coming from open source to commercial, you know, will have some of the all of these capabilities. The key thing that teams are not factoring in, and they absolutely should, is how well does that test management solution allow them to tightly integrate with the entire software delivery process. Basically, what they need to kind of get out of the mode of thinking is that the test management app is something that only the QA team will be utilizing. And I think that's ultimately what people need to kind of, you know, get outside of, right? Is that this needs to be a solution that allows the business team visibility into the impacts of testing to, you know, their requirements, the user stories they've defined, et cetera. It needs to provide, you know, the visibility to development. It needs to provide the visibility to executive management. Because again, you know, the days of having 6-month release cycles are long gone for most organizations that we come across today. And with that, you know, the fact that, you know, most teams have release cycles that are a month long, 2 weeks long. We have many customers, especially in the Zephyr Enterprise space, that actually have releases almost every day. And in those situations, you can't have a system that, you know, forces you to run a report in order to get to share what's going on with the entire project team. You can't have a system where, you know, changes that are happening from a development standpoint where, in terms of new code builds, defect resolution, or from a business standpoint, you know, minor tweaks to user stories requirements has to be notified by email or, you know, you have to call up. All those different areas of the software delivery process need to be visible to the QA team. What the QA team needs to be visible to the rest of the organization. So it's that area that, you know, teams, I think, completely neglect as they're thinking through what their test management needs are. And I would say that as they start kind of going down this avenue of identifying the right solution, what their needs are, it needs to be more of a group discussion on what the business team is looking for, what the development team is looking for, et cetera. And then, you know, going off and finding the right solution that will meet all of those needs.
I know you've spoken a lot about collaboration and communication, and just in my experience with very large teams spread across the globe, I find that very difficult. I don't know if you have any tips or tricks for how to help foster a culture of collaboration. Just curious to know your thoughts on that.
It does absolutely get very, very difficult, especially in today's world where, you know, offshoring is essentially the norm, right? Yep. And this isn't just, you know, hiring a team in another country. I mean, many, especially in enterprise organizations, I mean, many organizations have, you know, gone off and established offices, yep, in different regions, et cetera, to make use of the additional workforces that are available, et cetera. So absolutely, you know, collaboration in that environment is very difficult. And I would say, you know, there is the human aspect of it. And by that, I mean, you know, there's always one, making sure that teams are, and this is, you know, especially true for managers and leads, that they are dedicating the time to have conversations with these remote groups on a daily basis, of course. And it is an effort, right? You have to make the effort to go off and ensure that you're having that regular communication. One of the things that, you know, I have always noticed, and this partly goes back to the time that, you know, I was working within a consulting organization, is that, you know, outside of the, you know, in spite of the fact that, you know, you have very easy phone communications today, quick email communications and all of that, it's very, very important for the actual, you know, face-to-face interaction. And what I'm getting to there is that it also becomes very important to make sure that these remote teams, that they have plans in place to make sure that there are, you know, groups of those folks that are interacting or visiting other teams live, right? Managers, leads in one location are going to another location, you know, several times a year, whatever the case may be, right? There's no substitute for that. So there are those elements, but outside of that is, of course, and I bring it back to, you know, the tools piece, because it is very, very key, is that, you know, the tools that you select really need to support that collaborative environment as well. It's absolutely essential. And that could also be just very simple factors like ensuring that all teams, regardless of which geography they're in, and regardless of their underlying infrastructure, have the same level of access to the tools at the same performance levels that everyone else does. Because if you have someone in a remote location, you know, whether it's Romania or Costa Rica or whatever the case may be, where, you know, perhaps they don't have the same bandwidth, and if accessing your defect management solution, your requirements management solution, your test management solution is such a problem to the point where they actually have to fall back on, you know, writing everything in Excel and then getting a dedicated person to submit that into the tool or something, you know, as odd as that. And I bring up this example knowing that, you know, there are customers we've come across, you know, who have had this problem with the existing solutions that they've had, right? That becomes a big negative towards, you know, providing that collaborative environment, you know, for the entire team, regardless of, you know, where these groups are. So there's the tools aspect, of course, that's very important. There's, of course, the interaction aspect of it, which, you know, you have to sit down and really make an effort to manage, but, you know, it has a lot of positives in the long run.
Excellent. Great advice. So are there any books or resources that you recommend to someone learning about test management best practices or even Agile?
So there are a couple that I've come across recently. One of them is actually a book titled Agile Testing. It's by two co-authors, actually, Lisa Crispin and Janet Gregory. It's really, I mean, from reading through it, and it's really kind of meant for those teams that are moving to an agile process and, you know, kind of giving them some guidelines on what, you know, they need to kind of factor in or what QA teams need to factor in as they are, you know, transitioning or as the organization is transitioning to an agile methodology. Now, one of the things I should say kind of upfront is that, you know, if someone is trying to identify a book that will give them, you know, clear-cut direction on what to do, they won't find that book. and if they think they found that book, then chances are it's not the right book for them, right? Because partly I say that because, again, agile means different things to different teams, and to a degree, rightfully so. And so, you know, it isn't one size fits all. So one of the things that I liked about this particular book was that, you know, it provided guidelines and it had a lot of, you know, not necessarily hard facts, but, you know, it provided, you know, a lot more description around, you know, what the reasons were for some of the guidelines that they were providing. So I think from that perspective, it gives, you know, teams that are kind of looking to make this move, you know, an understanding of some of the fundamentals that they need to factor in as they're trying to figure out what makes sense for their particular project team. And another book that I also actually found very good or very well written, especially for someone who is looking to move into software testing and just to understand the basics of it in general, was a book titled essentially Software Testing. It's by Ron Patton. So again, another good resource. Outside of that, I mean, there are many blog posts, of course, sources such as your own, of course, Joe, and so on, right, that are available across the web. So there's that, of course. And then there are some, product teams as well. So companies like Atlassian, again, I'll bring it back to them, who of course, their blog posts talk about their products, but they also do a lot of coverage around, just best practices. And of course, Atlassian's blogs talk a lot about, development processes, et cetera. But they also do a lot of, provide a lot of information around, software quality, things like that. So I would say, it's always kind of worth, taking a look at, a lot of these different vendor websites as well. And just taking a look at, some of the material that they have put together. There are a lot of good webinars that are available. But, from a book standpoint, these two really kind of come to mind.
Awesome. Yeah, that's a great resource with Janet Gregory. I actually had her on Test Talks in episode 34, and it was really great speaking with her. And I like to also say that Zephyr has a bunch of webinars that aren't specific to the tool itself, but yet touches on higher level concepts that I think are really helpful.
I was hesitant to pitch our own website, but we actually has specifically made an effort over the last year, recognizing that between many of our customers, as well as the interactions that we have with, thought leaders in the market, et cetera, we just felt very strongly about the fact that, let's kind of take these learnings that we have and share it with our customers, not just, from a product standpoint, but just to kind of help, right? And one of the key areas that we have seen there being a lot of questions, and I would even say anxiety around, is, what the agile methodologies mean for, the QA world. That's one good example. There's a lot of struggle, I would even say, around implementing automation, right? And so, given that, these are very common challenges that many organizations have, and the fact that we interact with teams that have kind of gone through these challenges and come out very successful, at least over the last year, especially, have decided to focus on, providing some of that, those examples back to our customers and to the general market. And so at least once a month, or at most once every 2 months, we try and have a webinar where we bring in, thought leaders, folks who have been in this space for a long time, or some of our own customers, just to kind of share those challenges as well as how they overcame them, so that, it could be useful to other teams that may be going through similar things.
We've spoken a lot about the Zephyr Enterprise. If people aren't aware that you actually have a community edition of Zephyr, can we talk a little bit about what the community edition includes?
Zephyr Community is essentially a Zephyr Enterprise, meaning it's the same software code, right? So it's the same solution that you download, et cetera. It comes with a one-year license that is free. It allows up to 10 users to log in to that instance of Zephyr. It allows them to manage a single project, but any number of releases or sprints within that project. And then there's a couple of minor things that it also restricts, but essentially it has all of the other functionality that Zephyr Enterprise does. And the idea here was that, there were small teams that we were coming across in our early days of establishing Zephyr that, really liked the functionality. And, they knew that as they grew, for sure, they would need that functionality. And, it was either leads or managers that said, from day one, we want to kind of establish some of these best practices, and your solution would allow us to do so, solution being Zephyr Enterprise. But because of the size that they were, or because of the stage of that particular company, actually purchasing a product wasn't really within their budget. So we came up with the concept of Zephyr Community to say, fine, if you're a small team, you may just have a single project, et cetera, but you want the ability to kind of centralize your test cases, make it very easy for your teams to, reuse those test cases you know, run those executions, get the real-time visibility, have the integrations with products such as Jira, have the ability to integrate your automation as you start building that up. If you want all of that from day one, you can get that through Zephr Community. And as I said, when you sign up for Zephr Community, you get download of the software, you instantly get that one-year license that gives you that access for free. And for those teams that, let's say at the end of the year, they're kind of at a similar stage and they're still not, don't necessarily have the budget to purchase Zephr Enterprise, you know, we'll renew that license again for another year. But if they do get to a point where, you know, they have more than 10 users or they need to start managing more than a single project, at that point, you know, they all they have to do is purchase the Zephr Enterprise license, apply it to that same Zephr Community instance that they have. And at that point, they have a Zephr Enterprise, right? So there's no data migration. All people have to do is log back in, and now they have all of the enterprise functionality.
Awesome. Yeah, that's a great option. Okay, Sanjay, before we go, is there one piece of actionable advice you can give someone to improve their test management efforts? And let us know the best way to find out or contact Zephr or yourself.
As far as test management efforts, I think the key thing is that teams, as they, you know, kind of take a look at their current process around testing and test management, really kind of look at it from the perspective of, you know, again, how tightly does this process work with the overall needs of the release, the software delivery requirements that the business has? And is it meeting those needs, right? And to kind of come out of the box from how they thought of test management in the past and come to it from the perspective of, well, what does business really require in terms of visibility? What would make, you know, developments, you know, defect resolution, et cetera, you know, much more simplified, et cetera? You know, kind of come to it from that angle, identify from there what gaps they see, and then, you know, figure out how to drive or how to address those particular gaps, right? So I realize I focused a lot on collaboration, but I personally feel that that is one of the key areas that teams either have not fully realized is, you know, kind of a gap in their overall process, or if they have somewhat realized it, you know, they're not quite sure how to go about addressing it, right? So I would say that's always central. In terms of contacting us, by far, you know, customers or potential customers, et cetera, have found it most easiest to come in, understand a lot about us through our website. And then off of the website, which is simply getzephr.com, we have community forums that especially over the last year, year and a half, have become very active. So it's a great way to kind of understanding the various different products we have. We focused a lot on Zephr Enterprise and to a certain extent, Zephr Community. There are other products that we have in the test management space as well. But it gives them a good understanding of what these products are, their benefits, what kind of things, you know, customers have been doing with these products, as well as, you know, in the community forums, there's a lot of discussions around best practices and things like that. So that's another great place to get more knowledge about us as a company, as well as our products as well.
Thank you, Sanjay, for your test management automation awesomeness. For links to everything of value that we talked about in this episode, head on over to testtalks.com/58. And while you're there, make sure to click on the More Info link under the exclusive sponsor section to learn all about Sauce Labs' awesome products and services. And that's it for this episode of Test Talks. I'm Joe, and my mission is to help you succeed with test automation awesomeness. As always, test everything and keep the good. Cheers.
Thanks for listening to the Test Talks podcast. Head on over to www.testtalks.com for full show notes, amazing blog articles, and other automation awesomeness.